CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 9th of August, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB announces updated contest entry policy. Take part in the solar eclipse experiment with the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee. And there's an improved RSGB course and exam finder now available. The RSGB board has approved an updated contest entry policy following a review, consultation and careful consideration. From the 1st of January 2027, eligibility to participate in RSGB contests will be open to all appropriately licensed radio amateurs, regardless of nationality or location. Entry will be subject only to the legal and regulatory obligations applicable to both the society and the entrant, together with the relevant contest rules and any applicable RSGB membership requirements. The implementation date has been chosen to allow the society's HF and VHF contest committees sufficient time to prepare contest administration and adjudication systems ahead of the 2027 contest season. The board considers that this approach reflects the long-established principles of amateur radio, including friendship, cooperation and goodwill between individual operators across national boundaries. It is also consistent with the principles promoted by the International Amateur Radio Union, encouraging international understanding and cooperation through amateur radio. The policy also ensures that all RSGB activities continue to comply with applicable legal and regulatory obligations. The board is grateful to the board subgroup, the members of the HF and VHF contest committees, and everyone who contributed to the review of this policy, including the many members who took the time to submit their comments and observations. Full details of the updated contest entry policy are available on the RSGB website. There will be a partial solar eclipse on Wednesday the 12th of August, and the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee would like your help with some radio experiments. There are three ways that RSGB members can get involved and support the committee in investigating how the sun's ultraviolet and X-ray output affects our ionosphere and how radio waves are propagated. If you are active on the lower bands, including medium wave, 80 meters, and perhaps even 40 meters, you can report back on your findings on how transmissions are impacted during the eclipse. Alternatively, you could run Whisper on 160, 80 and 40 meters during the main eclipse period and then repeat the exercise either the day before or the day after, so comparisons can be drawn. Or you could take part in two specially organized RSGB contests on 80 meters CW and 40 meters FT8. These are open to non-RSGB members as well. For more details, go to rsgb.org/Papa Sierra Charlie and select Projects from the right-hand menu. The Course and Exam Finder page on the RSGB website is now back online at rsgb.org/Exam Finder. The application has been completely redeveloped, following major works on the Society's website this summer. It now features a fully responsive layout for mobile devices, plus a clearer and more accessible user interface. You'll find colour-coded banners for the exam levels offered by each club, plus useful and easy-to-read accessibility information for each venue. Training providers and exam centres are reminded that any updates need to be submitted to the RSGB examinations team via exams@rsgb.org.uk by 3:30 p.m. each Friday, for them to appear the following week. You have 1 week left to secure your RSGB convention ticket at early bird prices. Weekend tickets currently stand at £49 and are available until Sunday the 16th of August. Your weekend ticket gives you access to 2 days worth of engaging and informative content from over 40 speakers, including the AMSET UK Colloquium. Buy your ticket at rsgb.org/convention. Find out what else is going on during the weekend by selecting "What else is happening at the RSGB 2026 convention?" from the right-hand menu of the convention web pages. Ofcom and the RSGB have formally signed the Memorandum of Understanding, under which the RSGB provides the amateur radio license examinations currently and in the future. The main changes from the original relate to the confidentiality of examination questions and the replacement of the Examinations Audit Committee with, quote, independent voting members of the ESC. You can read the latest document by going to rsgb.org/echo-sierra-charlie. The first of this year's International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekends will run from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 15th to 2400 UTC on Sunday the 16th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in 40 countries. To register for the event and view a list of participating stations, visit indialima.net. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest is taking place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset, BH21 3DA. The doors are open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Car boot and field traders are welcome at 7 a.m. Admission costs £5 and includes parking. Talk-in is on 145.550 MHz. For more information, visit Foxtrot Romeo, Alpha Romeo Sierra, .co.uk. On Saturday the 15th of August, DingX Commander Fest will be taking place at Holly Farm Business Park, Honnerley, Warwickshire, CV8 1NP. For more information, consult dxcommander.com. On Sunday the 16th of August, the North Wales Amateur Radio Group Rally and Tabletop Sale will take place at the Bryn Cadnog Community Centre. The doors open at 10 a.m. and the entry fee is £3. Light refreshments will be available. To book a table, email secretary@novemberwhiskeyalfaromeogolf.org. Rugby Transmitting Society Radio Rally will be taking place on Sunday the 16th of August at Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby, CV23 9PY. The doors will be open to the public from 10 a.m. More details are available at rugby alpha tango sierra.co.uk. And also on Sunday the 16th of August, West Manchester Radio Club Red Rose Summer Rally will take place at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN7 2PJ. The doors open at 10 a.m. For more information and bookings, contact rally@whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. another special event news. Special call sign YR100 Romeo Charlie is on the air until the 30th of September to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio in Romania. Look for activity on the HF bands using a variety of modes. For details of a certificate that's available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/Romania1786. Marking the 70th anniversary of DARC's weekly news broadcast, special call sign DB70DLRS will be on the air until the 31st of December. Look for activity on all bands and modes, QSL via DK5ON, Logbook of the World, and the DARC Community Logbook. More information is available at QRZ.com. Now the DX News. Derek, SP9DLM, and his 13-year-old son, Greg, SN9GM, are active as UK/SP9DLM and UK/SN9GM from Uzbekistan until Saturday the 15th of August. The stations have been worked recently on the HF bands using SSB, QSL via OQRS. And SANS VK4WXW has returned to Willis Island, OC007, and will be stationed at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Monitoring Facility until late October or early November. He expects to become increasingly active as VK9WX in the coming weeks. He operates using FD8 and FSB on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands. QSL via OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, Sunday the 9th, the UK Microwave Group 25 GHz Trophy Contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all modes on the 1.2cm band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB Machine Generated Mode Contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using machine generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchanges report and your 4 character locator. The Work Tour Europe DX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 11th of August, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th of August, the RSGB Eclipse CW contest runs from 1630 until 1930 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange's report and serial number. Also on Wednesday the 12th, the RSGB Eclipse FT8 contest runs from 1630 to 1930 UTC using FT8 on the 40 meter band. The exchange is your report. There's more on Wednesday the 12th. The RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. And also the RSGB FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday, the 13th of August, the RSTB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 6th of August, 2026. The sun was mostly settled last week, with very little to report. The solar flux index declined to 108 by Thursday the 6th of August, with most of the sunspot activity being on one half of the solar surface. Geomagnetic conditions have also been settled, with the KP index mostly below 3 for the past few days. A coronal mass ejection impacted the Earth and pushed the KP index to 5.67 on Sunday the 2nd of August, but conditions recovered within 24 hours. We've even been almost solar flare free at the time of writing, only 7 minor C-class events over the past 3 days. So this all bodes well for HF propagation. 24 and 28 MHz are mostly only open to spread decay. Some multi-hot paths are still opening to the Far East especially, so don't write off 10 meters, even if you have to listen to noise for a lot of the day. F2 layer propagation still favours north-south paths on the 10-metre band. Next week, the X3 work includes E51KEE from the Cook Islands, YS/WE9G in El Salvador, UK/SP9DLM from Uzbekistan, and OX3LX operating from Greenland. Later in the week, look for A50QO in Bhutan, J68TT from St. Lucia, and OJ0JR and OJ0YL working from Market Reef. NOAA predicts that next week the sun will remain pretty calm and be in the 105 to 110 range. The KP index is forecast to be mostly around 2 to 3, so conditions should remain fair but not disruptive. And don't forget the solar eclipse on Wednesday the 12th of August. The RSGB has lots of activities planned, including 2 HF contests, aforementioned, whisper activity and medium and long wave monitoring. See the August edition of RadCom for details. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The main theme of the weather during the coming week is one of some settled high pressure with tropo options, especially early in the coming week. This is likely to be interrupted by occasional periods of low pressure with rain for northwesterly areas. Summer weather patterns typically produce a more showery type of rain, even from fronts, giving a reasonable chance of rain scatter. However, activity may be low in the south and east. Of the two modes mentioned above, next week will probably be more biased towards tropo than rain scatter. The KP index made a brief excursion to 5 last week, but seems a bit quieter now. However, it's useful to check now and again in case we find some radio aurora. The meteor scatter options feature strongly this week, as the Perseids meteor shower peaks around Wednesday the 12th and Thursday the 13th of August. It's quite interesting to simply leave a receiver on a meteor scatter calling channel to hear the transient signals. Spreadicky season continues, and since meteor debris plays a role in providing the ionization required, the Perseids week is also worth checking for a surprise opening. In terms of jet stream and weather patterns, the stronger hints come from looking east towards the Baltic. However, other directions are not to be ignored, since even quite small features, such as a slow-moving, severe thunderstorm, can have an influence. For EME operators, moon declination reaches maximum today, when moon window length and moon and elevation will be at their peak. Past losses are at their lowest at perigee tomorrow, Monday the 10th. 140 MHz sky noise is low to moderate until Wednesday the 12th, when the sun is close to the moon in the sky due to the partial eclipse that day. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So starting with the southwest, centred on Bristol, and then South Wales, we have Gordano Amateur Radio Club meeting on the fourth Wednesday every month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. For more information, you could contact Malcolm, G4KPM, Gordano Radio at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, or 07533 933 831, or you can look at November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.uk on the web. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a net on Sundays from 11 a.m. on 145.425 MHz. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is around 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, email secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in South Wales, Bury Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. On Friday, a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT, starts at 8 p.m. Steve, GW5VOG, is contact on 07900560080, or via email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sierraechoyankee.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 kilohertz on Sundays from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. On the web, Golf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu .co.uk. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. Society has a fully equipped shack for member use. To find out more, visit MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, Mike Whiskey 6 Golf Victor Romeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. They're on nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9.30 until 10.30pm most nights of the week. Contact is via hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has no meetings in August, but will resume activities in September. For more information, visit Gulf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrud, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7pm and 9pm. More information about the society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2, Foxtrot, Oscar Foxtrot, .co.uk. Paul Day, MW0PBD, is contact on 07394994555. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays, starting at 7.30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Road, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and you can contact them by email uskside@newport.gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Rantcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.